NPC, end of an era. Mike Sparham looks back at the history of the National Pensioners Convention. The National Pensioners Convention, NPC, was formed in 1979, the inspiration of Jack Jones, former General Secretary of the Transport and General Workers Union. While he saw the TUC as a campaigning organization for workers bringing together trade unions, there was no similar body for pensioners. His vision was to link various pensioner movements and charities with the TUC in one body, to stop ministers playing off one organization against another, and to lobby for improved conditions for older people. The TUC supported the creation of the NPC, providing it with financial, research, and administrative support in its early years. Many trade unions showed their support by attending the convention's first meeting in Central Hall, Westminster, on the 14th of June 1979. More than 2,000 people came to the event, which was chaired by Tom Jackson, General Secretary of the Communication Workers Union. Pensioner groups also supported the NPC, and the CSPA was involved from the start, sending four representatives to the inaugural meeting and recognizing that there was a need for an organization run by pensioners, for pensioners. Together, the unions and pensioner groups made the NPC a success. The CSPA has participated in NPC campaigns at a national and local level, with many local groups affiliating to their local NPC region. The annual Pensioners Parliament/Convention provided a forum at which CSPA representatives, along with other pensioner groups and individual pensioners, would listen to presentations from experts and discuss matters of interest to pensioners. CSPA President Brian Sturtevant played a key role in chairing sessions at the Parliament/Convention on Pensioner Income and Poverty, and other CSPA representatives have been active in many NPC regions and on working parties. Successful NPC campaigns have included the restoration of the link to earnings for the state pension, the introduction of the winter fuel payment in 1997, and its restoration last year, the national free bus pass in England, and the reduction in VAT on fuel. There remains a need for an NPC, but the landscape has changed since 1979, and the financial situation has deteriorated. The NPC was an unincorporated association and, last February, the decision was taken to wind it up and transfer its remaining assets into a company limited by guarantee that had been established by the NPC in 2025 too. Protect its legacy. The company had been dormant but became active on the 1st of April 2026, and its first task is to put in place a democratic structure and rebuild the NPC. There are campaigning objectives still to be achieved and attacks on pensioner benefits to be continually resisted. The pensioner movement is made stronger by having the NPC. The CSPA supported the winding up of the unincorporated association and its transition to a company limited by guarantee. The Executive Council hopes the transition will be a success and that the NPC can continue to honor the vision of Jack Jones 47 years ago. Article ends.